maravilloso en la casa esta noche.
We are just 8 days into the month of January.
Apenas tomamos 8 días en el mes de enero.
2023.
2023.
And we have already had.
Y ya hemos tenido.
7 people receive the Holy Ghost.
7 personas recibir el Espíritu Santo.
And 6 baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of their sins.
En el nombre de Jesús para el perdón de pecados.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And if they want to keep praying in the back for our brother, they can keep praying. And when he gets the Holy Ghost, we'll just rejoice with him. Praise God.
Y si quieren seguir orando atrás, pueden seguir orando. Y cuando lo reciben, nos alegramos.
I'm here to tell you tonight that I believe that this year could be the greatest year of revival that this church has ever seen.
Yo creo que este año que viene va a ser el más grande avivamiento que esta iglesia ha visto.
Anybody expecting that?
¿Alguien está esperando eso?
I'm expecting an outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Yo espero que el Espíritu se va a derramar.
I am expecting to see a manifestation of the miraculous.
Yo estoy esperando que se miren milagros.
Praise God. So many wonderful things happening around the house of God. Too many things to mention.
Cosas tan buenas están sucediendo en la casa, demasiadas para mencionar.
But it is very obvious that God's hand is upon us.
Pero es obvio que la mano de Dios está en esta iglesia.
And the Spirit is taking us some places.
Y el Espíritu nos está llevando unos lugares.
That we've never been before.
Que nunca hemos caminado.
Praise God. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 54.
Vamos a estar en Isaías, capítulo 54.
Isaiah chapter 54, beginning in verse 1.
Empezando el versículo 1.
Praise God. Thankful for our brother here that received the Holy Ghost and was baptized tonight. Praise God.
Agradecido por el hermano que recibió el Espíritu y fue bautizado.
So excited about everything that God is doing. Isaiah chapter 54, beginning in verse 1. And the word of God reads, Sing, O barren, that thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Get ready. Praise God. Get ready.
Prepárate.
Enlarge the tent. You've got to enlarge your mindset, your thinking about what's going to happen.
Tienes que extender tu mente lo que está pasando y lo que va a suceder.
And let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. God is getting ready to pour out revival in your life and in your family.
Dios está preparando para derramar el avivamiento en tu
familia.
Spare
not.
No.
Lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, don't be afraid, be of good courage, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker, everybody say thy maker, is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. Praise God. Praise God. Put your Bible down and lift up your voice to heaven and let's magnify God for his word.
Vamos a magnificar a Dios por su palabra.
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people.
Oh, pueblos todos a batir las manos.
And shout to God.
Y clamen a Dios.
With a voice of triumph.
Con una voz de victoria.
God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God.
Dios los bendiga. Se pueden sentar.
I want to preach for just a few moments on this subject, barren and not ashamed.
Voy a predicar por este tema, estéril y sin vergüenza.
My subtitle is Pregnant with Promise.
Y el subtítulo es Embarazada con Promesa.
Praise God. I'm thankful for the 4 that were baptized this morning and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Agradecido por los 4 que recibieron el Espíritu y fueron bautizados esta mañana.
thankful for all of the wonderful things that God is doing in this season of revival.
Yo estoy agradecido por todas las cosas que está haciendo Dios.
Thankful for a praying church and a worshiping church.
Por una iglesia que está adorando y orando.
I'm thankful for a praise team that ushers us into the presence of God.
Estoy agradecido con el grupo, el coro.
Are you thankful to be a part of the church of the living God?
¿Están agradecidos ser parte de la iglesia?
Are you thankful to be a chosen generation?
¿Están agradecidos ser una nación escogida?
A royal priesthood and a holy nation.
Real sacerdotes.
Praise God. We have a job to do.
Tenemos un trabajo que hacer.
We have a mandate from the Holy Ghost.
Tenemos un mandato del Espíritu.
Praise God. As we were having church here, Brother Antoine and Brother Jermaine were off traveling doing the work of evangelists.
Mientras teníamos iglesia aquí, los hermanos Urban estaban evangelizando.
Brother Antoine is in Memphis preaching for Brother Julio May.
El hermano Antoine está en Memphis predicando para Julio May.
And Brother Jermaine is in Bogalusa, Louisiana preaching for Brother Busby.
Y el Jermaine está en Mississippi predicando allá.
He was telling me today that he was, as he was in the evangelist quarters, the area where he was staying, the pastor came to him and said, load up. We're going to go and get in a bus. We're going to go pick some people up for church.
Estaba allá con los evangelistas y fue allá y el pastor le dijo, vente, súbete en un autobús, vamos a levantar personas.
So he was driving down the road today in a bus doing the work of an evangelist, literally.
So estaba manejando un autobús haciendo el trabajo de un evangelista.
And as he was preaching today, somebody received the Holy Ghost and was filled with the Spirit of God and baptized in Jesus' name
y mientras estaba
for the remission of their sins.
Alguien recibió el Espíritu Santo y fue bautizado en el nombre de Jesús.
The pastor that Brother Jermaine is preaching for.
El pastor en donde está predicando Jermaine.
His wife was barren for 12 years.
Su mujer era estéril por 12 años.
And now has a 2-year-old sitting on her knee.
Y ahora tiene un niño de 2 años en su rodilla.
They are contemporaries with Brother Cornelius Williams and his wife.
Son contemporáneos con el hermano Cornelius Williams.
Who couldn't have a baby for a number of years.
Que no podía tener bebé tampoco por muchos años.
And now they have a 2-year-old.
Y ahora ellos tienen un de 2 años.
I can't escape this idea of barrenness.
No puedo escaparme de la idea de la estéril.
There has been a prophetic threat.
Ha habido algo profético.
Come on, we got a baby going down in the water in Jesus' name.
Alguien fue bautizado en el nombre de
Jesús. I'm just telling you, we could do this all night.
Podemos hacer esto toda la noche.
Praise God. A couple of years ago, this family was on the outside looking in.
Unos años para atrás, esta familia estaba afuera mirando adentro.
But we started a coffee shop and a ministry across town in Margaret.
Pero empezamos un lugar donde vendemos café en Margaret.
And God has been pouring out revival in Brother Chris's family.
Y Dios ha estado derramando el avivamiento en su familia.
And tonight, his baby got the Holy Ghost and got baptized.
Y esta noche su hijo agarró el Espíritu Santo y fue bautizado.
Praise God! It feels like revival in the house of God.
Se siente como avivamiento en la casa.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
But I was studying today in my office.
Yo estaba estudiando en mi oficina esta noche.
And just reading through the Word of God.
Y estaba leyendo la palabra de Dios.
Praying and asking God what to preach tonight.
Estaba orando y pidiéndole a Dios que me diera una palabra.
And the Holy Ghost took me to this passage of Scripture.
Y el Espíritu me llevó a este pasaje.
And I feel that God is leading me into a stream of prophecy.
Y yo siento que el Espíritu me está guiando a la profecía.
There was a prophetic thread from Wednesday night to Friday night and to this morning.
Había algo profético que estaba el miércoles, el viernes y en esta mañana.
And I just want to pick up where Bishop Sutton left off.
Y quiero levantar donde dejó el obispo el domingo.
There were 6 barren women in Scripture that are very notable.
Habían 6 mujeres estériles en la Biblia, Antiguo Testamento.
And each of these women produced something incredible in the kingdom of God.
Y estas 6 mujeres produjeron algo increíble en el reino de Dios.
Bishop Sutton preached this morning about brokenness, which precedes emptiness.
El obispo predicó del quebrantamiento que es antes de la vacío.
These women, Sarah and Rebecca and Rachel and Hannah and Manoah and Elizabeth.
Estas mujeres, la Rebeca, la Hannah y las otras que mencionó.
Who produced Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Samuel and Samson.
Que producieron a Jacobo, a Sansón y a los otros que mencionó.
And eventually John the Baptist, respectively.
Juan el Bautista también.
Think about that. All of the patriarchs came from barren women.
Todos los patriarcas vinieron de las mujeres estériles.
And when we pray to the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
Y cuando oramos, oramos al Dios de Abraham, Isaac y Jacobo.
That's what we do. It's a touchstone. We reach back to our forefathers.
Estamos tocando a los antepasados.
And we pray to these great men.
Y oramos a estos grandes hombres.
Or we acknowledge these great men when we pray.
Los reconocemos cuando estamos orando.
But these men came out of barrenness.
Pero estos hombres vinieron de lo vacío.
They came out of emptiness.
Vinieron de los, de mujeres estériles.
So when we pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
so cuando oramos al, al padre, al Dios de Abraham, Isaac, y Jacob,
we're praying to the God of the empty.
Estamos orando al Dios de lo vacío.
We're praying to the God of the broken.
Estamos orando al Dios de lo quebrantado.
We're referencing the God of the barren.
Estamos hablando del Dios del estéril.
But there is another woman, allegorically speaking, in Scripture, who is a barren woman.
Pero hay otra mujer en la Escritura que también era estéril.
And that is the woman that we're reading about in this passage of Scripture tonight.
Y es la mujer que estamos leyendo en este pasaje esta noche.
We are reading about the nation of Israel.
Estamos leyendo de la nación de Israel.
The Bible tells us that the man Jacob becomes the father of the nation of Israel.
La Biblia nos dice que Jacobo se convierte en el padre de la nación de Israel.
And Israel is referenced as the barren woman.
Israel es la referencia a la mujer estéril.
She's the woman being prophesied about in this passage.
Ella es la mujer que están profetizando en este pasaje.
And for a long period of time, she is barren.
Y por un tiempo muy largo es estéril.
There was a prophecy that she would raise up a seed.
Hay una profecía que iba a levantar una semilla.
And she has had children, literally.
Y ella ha tenido hijos, literalmente.
And each one of those children that she had literally would represent the entirety of the plan of God.
Y cada uno de sus hijos representan la enteridad del reino de Dios.
But each one of these male children that was born of a woman.
Pero cada uno de estos mujeres, estos niños que nacieron de la mujer.
Even though they are special children.
Aunque son niños especiales.
Even though the mother could look at the child and realize that there was something goodly about the child.
Aunque la madre puede mirar al niño y decir que hay algo bueno de este niño.
As each woman of God would have a child and she would look and observe that child.
Y cuando cada mujer miraba, tenía un hijo y miraba a ese niño.
She was analyzing that child against the backdrop of what was to come.
Estaba analizando ese niño al fondo de lo que iba a pasar.
This is what happens when the mother of Moses observes him when he is born.
Esto es lo que sucede cuando la mamá de Moisés lo observa a él cuando es nacido.
She notices that he is a good child.
Ella se da cuenta que es un niño bueno.
He is a special child.
Es un niño especial.
But each child, each male child born of a woman.
Pero cada niño nacido de una mujer.
Would be analyzed against the backdrop of a prophecy.
Es analizado en el fondo de una profecía.
And although at times they were unique and special,
y en unos tiempos eran únicos y especiales,
and they were anointed for the use of God,
estaban ungidos para el uso de Dios,
there was not a child born,
no había un niño nacido,
who would have the power to overthrow sin and degradation,
que tenía el poder de quitar el pecado.
And so in a microcosm, each of these women,
so en una algo punto de vista en más en ese lugar,
as they would produce a child,
mientras ellas producían un niño.
Somebody else being baptized in Jesus' name.
Se va a bautizar en el nombre de
Jesús. I'm telling you, we're in a prophetic flow.
Estamos en algo profético.
The Holy Ghost is doing a work.
El Espíritu está obrando.
Come on, let's stop and give God some praise.
Vamos a parar y darle palmas al Señor.
Each one of these women would analyze what they produced.
Cada una de estas mujeres analizaban lo que producieron.
Against the backdrop of a prophecy.
Con la memoria de acordándose que hay una profecía.
And to some degree, each would be ashamed.
Y a un punto cada mujer estaba avergonzada.
And barren.
Y estaba estéril.
Barren to produce a child to overthrow the curse.
Eran estériles porque no podían producir un niño para quitar el pecado.
But what God was trying to get them to understand,
pero lo que Dios quería que ellos entendieran,
is that your life and your contribution,
es que tu vida y lo que estás contribuyendo,
is connected to a prophecy.
Está conectado a una profecía.
Because God, the Creator,
porque Dios el Creador,
is your husband.
Es tu esposo.
The one who created all things.
El que creó todas las cosas.
The one who spun all of this into existence.
El que hizo todo esto que está en existencia.
And before it's over in your life,
y antes que se acabe en tu vida,
God is going to keep his end of the bargain.
Dios va a cumplir su promesa.
Can I stop and tell somebody tonight,
¿puedo parar y decirle a alguien esta noche,
that God is going to do the work in your life?
Que Dios va a hacer la obra en tu vida.
He doesn't need your perfection.
Él no necesita tu perfección.
He needs your alignment.
Él necesita tu alineamiento.
He doesn't need you to produce the miracle.
Él no necesita que tú produzcas el milagro.
He needs you to participate with him.
Él necesita que tú participes
in the production of the miracle.
En la perfección del milagro.
He doesn't need your talent.
Él no necesita tu talento.
He needs your availability.
Él necesita que estés dispuesto.
Brother Terrell, he doesn't need my intellect.
Él no ocupa mi intelecto.
He needs my submission to his plan.
Él necesita que yo me someta a su
Come
plan.
Come on, somebody give him praise.
Alguien dele alabanzas.
And all of Israel's disappointment.
En todo el de, la vergüenza de Israel.
In all of her shortcomings.
En todos sus fracasos.
In everything that she did not do.
En todo lo que ellos no hizo.
God was still in the middle of what was happening and unfolding in her life.
Dios aún estaba en medio de todo lo que estaba haciendo y sucediendo en su vida.
You see, a lot of people here tonight, you're trying to get good enough to be used of God.
Muchas aquí esta noche se quieren perfeccionar para que Dios
use. You're trying to get developed enough to teach a Bible study.
Se quieren desarrollar para que puedan enseñar un estudio.
Your shame is pushing you out of the plan of God.
Tu vergüenza te está empujando afuera del plan.
But God, throughout history, used time and again. He used failures.
Pero Dios en la historia una y otra vez usa los
fracasos. He used barren people.
Usa las mujeres estériles.
He used broken people.
Usa la gente quebrada.
To achieve his purpose.
Para cumplir su propósito.
I'm here to tell you today that God can use you.
Yo estoy aquí para decirte Dios
te
puede usar.
For his glory.
Para su gloria.
God can use you.
Dios te puede usar a ti.
To start a mighty revival in your world.
En tu mundo.
It just takes somebody who's willing
to
get on board with the plan of God.
Que se puede cumplir el plan de Dios.
Praise God. He tells Israel in verse 6, "For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me." He's trying to tell them, I'm judging you, but it's like the waters of Noah.
Quiere decir que los está juzgando, pero son como las aguas de Noé.
"For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that had mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest." This is the anguish of a mother who is barren.
Esto es de la angustia de una mujer que está estéril.
He said, "You've been afflicted.
Dice, ha tenido problemas.
You've been tossed with tempest.
Has estado echado a un lado.
You cannot be comforted."
No puedes tener consuelo.
Sometimes when you feel barrenness in your spirit,
a veces cuando sientes que estás estéril en tu
espíritu, people around you cannot make you feel comforted.
Las personas alrededor de ti no te pueden consolar.
He said, "Let me tell you what I'm going to do for you.
Déjate digo lo que yo voy a hacer por ti.
I'm going to lay thy stones with fair colors.
Yo voy a poner tus piedras con colores bonitos.
I'm going to lay thy foundations with sapphires.
Y yo voy a hacer tu fundación con perlas bonitas.
And I will make thy windows of agates.
Yo voy a hacer tus ventanas de las puertas.
And thy gates of carbuncles.
Y tus portones van a estar.
And all of your borders of pleasant stones.
Y todas tus fronteras van a estar bonitas.
And all thy children.
Y todos tus hijos.
I said all thy children.
Dije todos tus hijos.
All of thy children.
Todos tus hijos.
Shall be taught of the Lord.
Van a estar enseñados
del
Señor.
Great shall be the peace of your children. He's talking to the barren woman.
Está hablando a la mujer
He's
estéril.
Talking to the womb that has not produced.
Está hablando a la vientre que no ha producido.
She's a grieving woman.
Es una mujer triste.
She is empty.
Está vacía.
She's waiting for the promise.
Está esperando la promesa.
She feels at a loss.
Se siente que no tiene.
But this passage shows us,
pero este pasaje nos enseña,
that you can be barren,
que puede ser estéril,
and not be ashamed,
y no tener vergüenza.
Maybe provoked like our mother Hannah.
Tal vez provocada como la madre Ana.
Or a woman that is provoked by her adversary Penina.
Que es provocada por su adversario.
Maybe harried like Rachel with Leah.
Tal vez como Raquel y Lea.
But the provocation can produce something in your life.
Pero la provocación puede producir algo en tu vida.
I said the provocation can produce something in your life.
Puede producir algo en tu vida.
God is looking tonight.
Dios está buscando
for a provoked people.
Un pueblo que está provocado.
God is looking for people who are scrolling through Instagram because you're not satisfied. God's saying, I want to produce babies in your life. I want to produce a harvest in your life. Praise God. Praise God. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, and this is what he begins to illustrate to Israel.
Y esto es lo que enseña a mostrarle a Israel.
He said, behold, I have created the smith.
Yo he creado el herrero.
That bloweth upon the coals in the fire.
Que sopla el fuego del que está arreglando.
And that bringeth forth an instrument for his work.
Y que trae un instrumento para su obra.
And I have created the waters to destroy.
Yo he creado las aguas para destruir.
That's what Bishop was preaching about Job.
Es lo que estaba predicando el obispo de Job.
God said, I'm the one who set the waster in motion.
Dios dijo, yo soy el que hice todo eso en orden.
I created the smith in your life that blows upon the coals.
Yo creé el herrero que sopla el fuego.
God created the force in my life.
Dios creó la fuerza en
that
mi vida.
Makes me dissatisfied.
Que me hace que no estoy satisfecho.
With the status quo.
Con las cosas normales.
But God has a design.
Pero Dios tiene un diseño.
And God has a purpose.
Y Dios tiene un propósito.
And it's at the end of this passage that we read the immortal words.
Y es al final de este pasaje que leemos las palabras
of the prophet Isaiah.
Del profeta Isaías.
When he's talking to the nation of Israel.
Cuando habla la nación Israel.
Who is still at this point barren in the mind of God.
Que está en este punto estéril en la mente de Dios.
He said, no weapon
dice, ninguna arma
that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue
y toda lengua
that shall rise against thee in judgment shall be condemned.
Va a ser condenada.
This is the heritage of the Lord.
Esta es la herencia del Señor.
And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
Y si justicia es de mí, dice el Señor.
God's telling Israel,
Dios está diciendo Israel,
the smith that is blowing on your life,
el herrero que está soplando en tu vida,
the heat that is being heated under you,
lo caliente, el calor que sientes,
the fire that you are passing through,
el fuego donde estás pasando tú,
the waster in your life,
los problemas que están en tu vida,
that seems to be bent upon your destruction,
que quieren destruirte,
every bit of that,
todo eso,
everybody say all of that,
todos digan, todo eso,
was sent there by God,
fue mandado por Dios.
To produce something in your life
va a producir algo en tu vida.
That will produce a seed that will change the world.
Que va a producir una semilla que cambia
God
el mundo.
Sent the smith to blow on the coals.
Dios mandó el herrero para soplar.
God sent the waster to come.
Dios mandó el destruidor.
He said, don't forget
no te olvides
that you're still espoused to me.
Que todavía estás casado
that you're
conmigo.
Still married to me.
Que todavía estás en matrimonio
your
conmigo.
Hope is in the fact
tu esperanza está
that God is your husband.
Que Dios es tu esposo.
And God is who you are married to.
Y Dios es que
and God is still the seed of the promise.
Y Dios sigue siendo
that's
la semilla
gonna
la
produce the harvest
que va
in your
producir
life.
La cosecha en tu vida.
Give me a little more monitor sound, men. Thank you. Praise God. The prophecies that there's going to be a seed.
La profecía es que va a haber una semilla.
And your barrenness. Your emptiness,
tu vacío,
your lacking and want,
tu lo que tú quieres,
is going to be the place of the miraculous.
Va a ser el lugar donde empieza el milagro.
We talked about it Wednesday night.
Hablamos el miércoles en la noche.
For Elijah, it was the widow woman.
Para Elías era la viuda.
For Elisha, it was the Shunammite.
Para Eliseo era la Shunamita.
It was a place for the prophetic to lodge.
Era un lugar donde lo profético habitaba.
For Jesus, Bishop Sutton talked about it Friday night.
Para Jesús, el obispo habló viernes en la noche.
It was the woman with the alabaster box.
Era la mujer con la caja de alabastro.
It was the breaking or the emptying out of what was left.
Era cuando se vacía lo que estaba dentro de esa caja.
Her worship became a memorial for her.
Su adoración se convirtió en un memorial.
And that's what we did Friday night.
Y es lo que hicimos el viernes en la noche.
We celebrated the memorial of her anointing Jesus's body.
Celebramos la memorial donde ella ungió el cuerpo de Jesús.
We celebrated the blood and the body of Jesus.
Celebramos el cuerpo y la sangre de Cristo.
And we built a memorial in this house.
Y edificamos un altar en esta casa.
It was one generation declaring his goodness to another.
Era una generación declarando la bondad a otra.
It was first signified in Mary's breaking of the alabaster box.
Era primero con María quebrando esa caja de alabastro.
He was the masculine.
Ella era masculino.
And she was the feminine.
Y ella era lo femenino.
And she was breaking herself open.
Y ella se estaba quebrando vaciando.
She was breaking her vessel.
Ella estaba abriendo su vasija.
And she was anointing his body.
Y ella estaba ungiendo su cuerpo.
It gave the prophetic a place to lodge.
Le dio lo profético un lugar para habitar.
It gave the seed of prophecy an incubator for development.
Le dio la semilla para algo, un lugar donde podía desarrollar.
Four gospel accounts tell the story.
Cuatro evangelios dicen la historia.
The Bible said that she broke her alabaster box.
La Biblia dice que ella vació su caja.
She poured it upon his head.
Ella lo puso sobre su cabeza.
It went down into his garment.
Se bajó y se metió a su ropa.
It fell all the way down to his feet.
Y se bajó hasta sus pies.
It's representative of the anointing of God.
Representa la unción de Dios.
You see, what we need to have revival
necesitamos para el avivamiento
is not a man-made thing.
No es algo que se ha hecho por
but
hombres.
It is the anointing that destroys the yoke
pero
of bondage.
Es la unción que destruye el yugo.
The anointing oil is like the dew
el unción es como la
that flowed down Mount Hermon.
Que viene de arriba para abajo.
It's like the anointing that flowed down the head of Aaron
es como la unción que baja por
and
la cabeza
into
de
his beard.
Y en su barba.
But that anointing is likened to fellowship.
Pero esa unción es como el convivio.
Or camaraderie among the people of God.
O ser hermanos entre la iglesia.
And so what we did is we came together.
So lo que hacemos es nos juntamos.
To build a memorial.
Para construir un altar.
The Bible tells us that she kissed his feet.
La Biblia dice que él besó sus pies.
And the language when you read the accounts.
Y el idioma cuando lees esta historia.
Is that she began to weep.
Que ella empezó a llorar.
She began to break herself.
Ella empezó a quebrarse.
That physical box was a type
esa caja física era un tipo
of the breaking of the innermost person.
De cuando se quiebra lo profundo de alguien.
Her tears began to flow.
Sus lágrimas empezaron a fluir.
She let down her hair
ella
in his presence.
Bajó su pelo en la cabeza, en la presencia.
And she began to wash his feet
y empezó a lavarle los pies
with her tears
con sus lágrimas
and dry them with her hair.
Y los empezó a secar con su cabello.
She was anointing his body for the burial. She was anointing him for the cross. Anybody thankful for the body of Jesus? Anybody thankful for the blood? Anybody thankful for the sacrifice? Praise God. The fragrance of that began to fill the room.
La aroma de eso empezó a llenar el cuarto.
She created an atmosphere for the miraculous.
Ella creó una atmósfera para lo milagroso.
She anointed his hands.
Ella ungió sus manos.
And his feet.
Y sus pies.
She anointed the body that would be stricken.
Ella ungió el cuerpo que iba a ser lastigado.
Oh, she anointed the feet that would be pierced.
Ella ungió los pies que iban a ser traspasados.
She anointed the hands that would be pierced.
Ella ungió las manos que iban a ser traspasadas.
She washed the feet that would be crushed for her.
Ella lavó los pies que iban a ser aparturados
por ella. She poured the oil upon the head.
Ella derramó el aceite sobre su cabeza.
The head that they would pierce with a crown of thorns.
La cabeza que iban a traspasar con las coronas.
She was blessing the body.
Estaba bendiciendo el cuerpo.
The one that would be broken for us.
Iba a ser quebrado por nosotros.
She knelt at the feet and kissed them over and over again.
Se arrodilló enfrente de ella y lo besó una y otra
and
vez.
She wept with adoration
y ella lloró con adoración
and love.
Y amor.
He was God.
Ella era Dios.
And she was the woman.
Y ella era mujer.
She was in typology.
Ella era en tipología.
The woman of Song of Solomon.
La mujer de Canto de Cántaros.
She was in typology.
Era en tipología.
Every empty person.
Cada persona vacía.
And every barren person
cada,
in Scripture.
Cada persona estéril en la Escritura.
Preparing for the work of redemption.
Preparando la obra de redención.
Praise God. It was a powerful moment.
Era un momento poderoso.
She would anoint his body.
Y ella ungir su cuerpo.
But then Jesus would flip the script.
Pero luego Jesús iba a cambiarlo al revés.
The one who was the masculine.
El que era masculino.
The one who was the anointed of God.
El que era ungido de Dios.
The one who was God manifest in flesh.
El que era Dios manifestado en carne.
Justified in the spirit.
Justificado en el espíritu.
Seen of angels.
Visto por ángeles.
Believed on in the world.
Creído en el mundo.
Preached unto the Gentiles.
Predicado a los gentiles.
And received up into glory.
Y recibido en gloria.
The one who was the manifestation of Isaiah 7 and 14.
El que era la manifestación de Isaías 7,
14. A virgin is going to conceive.
Una virgen iba a tener
and
bebé.
Be with child.
Iba a estar con bebé.
You're going to call his name Emmanuel.
Lo vas a llamar Emmanuel.
God with us.
Dios con nosotros.
He was God.
Era Dios.
Manifest in the flesh.
Manifestado en carne.
He was the one that all the messianic prophecies were spoken about.
Era que él cumplía todas las profecías mesiánicas.
But that God.
Pero ese Dios.
The Bible said he would condescend to men of low estate.
La Biblia dice que iba a bajar a los hombres bajos.
God would come down.
Dios iba a bajar para abajo.
He would be the greater.
Él iba a ser el más grande.
He would be the masculine.
Él iba a ser el masculino.
But that God.
Pero ese Dios
would come before his disciples,
iba a venir ante sus discípulos,
who were nobody to speak about,
que no había nadie que hablar,
who were not important men,
que no eran hombres importantes,
who were, they were nobody to be celebrated,
que no era nadie que los podían celebrar.
And that God,
y ese Dios,
would get down on his knees,
se arrodilló,
the God of Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4.
Dios de Deuteronomio 6 y 4.
Historians tell us that most of the disciples were teenagers.
Los de los históricos enseñan que eran adolescentes.
They were somewhere between the ages of 15 and 25.
Los discípulos tenían de 17 a 25 años.
They were not doctors of the law.
No eran doctores de la ley.
They were not Pharisees and Sadducees.
No eran fariseos ni saduceos.
They were not scribes.
No eran escribas.
They were not priests.
No eran sacerdotes.
They were not anybody important in Jewish society.
No eran importantes en la sociedad judía.
But the God of all creation,
pero el Dios de toda creación,
flipped the script.
Cambió la orden.
The God who came to be worshipped.
El Dios que vino a adorar.
The God who came to be adored.
El Dios que vino a ser.
God on his hands and knees.
Se arrodilló Dios.
And he took a towel.
Y él tomó una toalla.
And he girded himself in a towel.
Y él se puso una toalla.
And he filled a basin with water.
Y él llenó una vacía con agua.
And that God,
y ese Dios,
started washing the feet of his disciples.
Le empezó a lavar los pies a sus discípulos.
And the moment is so full of paradox.
Y el momento está lleno de paradoxia.
Peter sees it.
Pedro lo ve.
And he can't completely articulate it.
Y no lo puede articular.
But he says, "Oh no."
Pero dice, "No."
You're never going to wash my feet.
No vas a lavar mis pies.
You're never going to kneel in front of me.
No te vas a arrodillar ante mí.
You're never going to do something so base as to wash my feet.
No vas a hacer algo tan humillante que lavarme los pies.
And Jesus looks at Peter.
Y Jesús le mira a Pedro.
And he tells him, "Peter, if I don't wash your feet,
dice, Pedro, si no te lavo los pies,
you can't have any part of me."
No puedes tener parte en mí.
Because Peter didn't see himself as anybody great.
Porque Pedro no se vio como alguien grande.
Peter didn't see himself turning his world upside down.
Pedro no miraba que él podía cambiar el mundo.
But Malcolm Gladwell says it as beautifully as anybody else does.
Pero Malcolm Gladwell lo dice
hermosa. He said in the moment that Jesus washed his disciples' feet,
el momento que le lavó los pies a sus discípulos,
he legitimized them
él los hizo
to do exactly what he had come to do.
Para hacer lo que él vino
they
a hacer.
Couldn't see themselves turning their world upside down. But the minute that their God humbled himself in front of them for the first time in their life, they could see themselves in an elevated place. You see, a lot of people tonight, You have a diminished view of what God wants to do in your life.
Tienes una vista disminuida a lo que puede hacer
Dios en tu vida. You have a diminished perspective about what God wants to do.
Tienes un punto de vista disminuido.
But I'm here to tell you that your God.
Pero estoy aquí para decirte tu Dios.
Robed himself in flesh.
Se puso velo de carne.
And if he was here tonight.
Y si él estuviera aquí esta noche.
The God that you worship.
El Dios que tú adoras.
The God that you adore.
El Dios que tú amas.
The God that we venerate.
El Dios que nosotros honramos.
Would come as a servant.
Viene como un siervo.
And he would wash your feet.
Y él te lava tus pies.
And he would try to get you to understand.
Y él trata de que tú entiendas.
That you can be more than you can even comprehend.
Que tú puedes ser más de lo que puedes entender.
And you wouldn't settle for less.
Y no tuvieras con menos.
Than a great revival.
Que un gran avivamiento.
You wouldn't settle for less.
No quisieras menos.
Than a great breakthrough.
Que un gran victoria.
You would not be satisfied.
No tuvieras satisfecho.
Until they said of you.
Hasta que digan.
Like they said of them.
Como digan de ellos.
These are they. That have turned their world.
Ellos
upside down.
Y cambiaron su mundo.
Come on, somebody praise him. Somebody praise him like you believe it.
Alguien alábelo como lo
cree. Somebody praise him like it's about to happen.
Alguien alábelo como ya va a suceder.
Peter knew in part.
Pedro sabía en parte.
That he was the one that could take a few fish and a few loaves of bread.
Que era el que tomaba unos pescados y panes.
And multiply it.
Y los multiplicaba.
He knew that he was a God who could do it with the object.
Él sabía que era un Dios que lo puede hacer con el objeto.
But Peter didn't see himself as the loaves and the fish.
Pero él no se miraba él Pedro como los panes y los pescados.
Peter didn't see that God could do with him.
Pedro no veía que el Dios puede hacer
what
en
he
él.
Did with the loaves and with the fish.
Lo que hizo Dios con el pan y los pescados.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
What you felt here Friday night.
Lo que sintieron el viernes en la noche.
What the Holy Ghost did on Friday night at foot washing and communion.
Lo que el Espíritu hizo el viernes en la noche.
What I felt Friday night.
Lo que sentí el viernes en la noche.
Was something I've never felt quite before.
Era algo que nunca sentí antes.
While we were memorializing the body of Jesus.
Mientras estábamos acordándonos del cuerpo de Cristo.
The entire week of prayer and fasting.
Toda esa semana de ayuno y oración.
There was a level of energy and authority and anointing.
Había un nivel de energía y autoridad.
That continued to manifest throughout the week.
Que se manifestó en esa semana.
And what God showed me Friday night.
Y lo que Dios me enseñó el viernes en la noche.
Is that it never was about looking back on the sacrifice.
Es que no se trata de mirar al sacrificio.
But foot washing and communion and breaking of ourselves.
Pero el lavado de pies y siendo quebrantados
is intended to get us to realize.
Es intencionada para que nosotros nos acuerdemos
the power that God wants to demonstrate in His church.
Y realicemos lo que el poder que Dios quiere usar en este mundo.
That's what was here.
Es por eso que estamos aquí.
That's why we can hardly get through the preaching. Because the power of God came in. And God wants this church to understand that He has empowered you to take the city of Birmingham. He has empowered you to tread on serpents and on scorpions. He's empowered you to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Se van a recuperar.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. In that moment, the disciples realized.
En ese momento, los discípulos realizaron.
That the one who parted the water.
Que el que abrió las aguas.
The Creator God.
El Creador Dios.
Had come to legitimize them.
Ha venido a hacerlos legítimos.
That he was going to leave it with them.
Que él los iba a dejar con ellos.
Do you understand that he left the survivability of his kingdom?
Entienden que él dejó el futuro de su reino.
With a bunch of 15 to 25 year olds.
Con niños que eran de 15 y 25 años.
Do you understand that he left Pentecost?
Él dejó el Pentecostés.
With a preacher that had denied him.
Con un predicador que lo había negado.
And you say, well, I'm just waiting until I get developed. I'm here to tell you that revival is now.
El avivamiento es ahorita.
It's here.
Está aquí.
You're not waiting on God.
No estás esperando a Dios.
God has given you everything
Dios
that you need.
Todo lo que necesitas.
God has given you the power.
Dios ha dado el poder.
God has given you the anointing.
Dios ha dado la unción.
God has already given you the grace.
Dios te ha dado todo.
To overcome your depression.
Para
to overcome your failure.
Para triunfar contra el fracaso.
You who were empty and broken and barren.
Tú que estás vacío, quebrado y estéril.
You who were not a people.
Tú que no eras pueblo.
All of you who know what it's like to be on the outside looking in.
Todos los que saben que es estar afuera mirando adentro.
To be an outcast.
Para ser alguien afuera.
To not be a part of the plan.
Para no ser parte del plan.
Praise God. When he told them, when you do this, do it in remembrance of me.
Cuando le dijo, cuando hagan esto, háganlo en memoria de mí.
What he was trying to get them to understand.
Lo que quería que entendieran.
In that moment of legitimacy.
En ese momento donde lo estaba haciendo legítimos.
When you felt the Holy Ghost for the first time.
Cuando sintieron el Espíritu primera vez.
In that moment when you realized that God was washing your feet.
En ese momento cuando se dieron cuenta que Dios lavó tus pies.
And you were so humbled.
Y eras tan humillado.
But you were so full of faith.
Y estabas tan lleno de fe.
When I anointed you to go out and lay hands on the sick, and
cuando,
I sent you out two by two.
Cuando te ungí para que tocas a los enfermos y te mandé dos en dos.
And you came back with the wonder that even the demons were subject to you by my name.
Y viniste con la maravilla que hasta los demonios fueron sujetos a mi nombre.
When I told you that you need to do this in remembrance of me.
Cuando te dije haz esto en memoria de mí.
What he was telling his disciples.
Lo que le estaba diciendo a sus discípulos.
Is that you're going to encounter people.
Es que vas a encontrar personas.
Who are sick?
Que están enfermas.
And who are broken?
Están quebrados.
And who are empty?
Están vacíos.
And who are barren?
Y están estériles.
And who can never see themselves as significant in this life?
Y no se pueden ver que son significantes en su vida.
You're gonna find people who don't have a prayer.
Van a encontrar personas que no tienen oración.
You're gonna find people who don't have hope.
Van a encontrar personas que no tienen esperanza.
Brother Terrell, you're gonna find people that may have the degree, but they don't have the answer.
Hermano Terrell, vas a encontrar personas que están educadas.
And they're gonna need somebody to legitimize them. When you go out,
cuando salgan para afuera,
freely you have received.
Han recibido abundantemente.
It's time to cast it out freely.
Y es tiempo que lo des también abundantemente.
It's time to distribute freely.
Es tiempo que lo distribuyas abundantemente.
If you've been anointed,
si eres ungido,
it's time for you to use the anointing.
Es tiempo que uses esa unción.
Can I prophesy to Bongiorno?
¿Puedo profetizar en Bongiorno?
The greatest Bible studies ever taught in Bongiorno's have not already been taught.
El estudio más grande en Bongiorno no se ha enseñado todavía.
Because there are people coming through.
Porque hay personas pasando ahí.
That were displaced just like you were.
Que estaban en el lugar igual que ustedes.
That were trying to find a community just like you were.
Que querían encontrar comunidad así como tú.
You see, all you are is the fusion of two nomadic families.
Todo lo que eres en dos familias que
movieron. One coming from Sicily.
Una vinieron de Italia.
And another coming from Mexico.
Y otro viniendo de México.
That God gave you a place.
Y Dios les dio un lugar.
That God gave you a family.
Y Dios les dio una familia.
That God gave you a business.
Y Dios les dio un negocio.
And there's somebody else that's looking for purpose.
Y hay alguien más que está buscando propósito.
And God has anointed you.
Y Dios te ha ungido a ti.
To legitimize them.
Para que los le hagas legítimos.
And the devil's going to fight. You.
Y el diablo te va a pelear.
But the devil is a liar.
Pero el diablo es mentiroso.
He's going to stand up to resist
él te va a parar para resistirte.
But let God be true.
Pero que Dios sea verdadero.
And every man a liar.
Y todo hombre un mentiroso.
No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. I pray in the name of Jesus.
Yo pido en el nombre de Jesús
that you would open up a portal in that restaurant, God. I pray that you would use them to legitimize that community, God.
Para cambiar eso.
I pray that you would bring faith and vision. Come on, church, pray with me right
oh,
now.
Iglesia, oren conmigo.
The best is right around the corner.
Lo mejor está adelante.
God's going to use your family.
Dios puede usar tu
He's going to use your babies.
Va a usar tus bebés.
And the devil doesn't like it.
Y el diablo no le gusta.
But the devil is alive.
Pero el diablo es mentiroso.
Is
Israel was a barren woman.
Israel era estéril.
In the micro, she had children.
En lo pequeño tenía bebés.
But in the macro, God was going to use her, Brother Warren.
Pero en el plan grande, Dios lo iba a usar.
God was going to use her womb.
Dios iba a usar su vientre.
God was going to use her barrenness.
Dios iba a usar su estéril.
Because he told Abraham,
porque le dijo a Abraham,
leave your father, your mother, your country.
Deja tu padre, tu madre, tu hogar.
Because I'm going to take you somewhere, Abraham.
Porque te voy a llevar un lugar, Abraham.
You're going to have a seed, Abraham.
Vas a tener una semilla, Abraham.
And your seed is going to be a blessing to the Israelites.
Y tu semilla va a ser una bendición a los israelitas.
Your seed is going to be a blessing to people that look like you.
Tu semilla va a ser una bendición a personas que se miren como tú.
Your seed is going to be a blessing to people who speak your language.
Tu semilla va a ser una bendición a los que hablan tu idioma.
Your seed is going to be a blessing to people who live in Birmingham.
Tu semilla va a ser una bendición a los que viven en Birmingham.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Your seed is going to bless the whole world.
Tu semilla va a bendecir a todo el mundo.
Black people, white people, Hispanic people.
Morenos, blancos, hispanos.
Israel was barren.
Israel era estéril.
But God was going to use her womb.
Pero Dios iba a usar su vientre.
To produce a child.
Para producir un bebé.
What is it that makes an Isaiah 54 possible?
¿Qué es lo que hace Isaías 54 verdadero?
It's an Isaiah 53.
Es un Isaías 53.
It's the prophecy of the Christ.
Es la profecía de Cristo.
It's a child that's going to be born and a son given.
Es un niño que va a ser nacido y
that the government's going to be upon his shoulders.
Y el gobierno sobre sus hombros.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace.
El Príncipe de Paz.
And of the increase of his government and peace,
y de su gobierno y la paz,
there shall be no end.
No va a haber fin.
When he hung on that cross,
cuando fue colgado en la cruz,
when those Roman soldiers pierced his side,
cuando los soldados romanos lo atravesaron,
the Bible says that forthwith came blood and
la Biblia
water.
Dice que salió sangre y agua.
It wasn't a second in the Trinity.
No era un segundo en la Trinidad.
But it was God who laid down his life.
Pero era Dios que puso
it
su vida.
Was God who shed his blood.
Era Dios que derramó su sangre.
Israel was just the womb.
Israel nomás era la
it
vientre.
Was just the incubator
nomás era el incubador
that was going to produce the plan of God.
Que iba a producir el plan de Dios.
When he said it's finished.
Lo que dijo, es terminado.
When God said it's finished,
cuando Dios dijo consumado es,
the work of redemption was done.
En la obra de redención ya fue terminada.
And for that period of time,
y en ese tiempo,
when and we don't understand all the mechanics of it,
y no entendemos todos los detalles.
But when he went down into the belly of the earth,
pero cuando él fue a la vientre del mundo,
for 3 days something was happening.
Por 3 días algo estaba sucediendo.
He said, I'm going to give this generation no other sign but the sign of the prophet Jonah. He was in the belly of a fish for 3 days.
Estaba en la vientre de un pez por 3 días.
And then he was vomited out.
Y luego lo vomitó.
And then he had an incredible revival.
Y luego tuvo avivamiento.
And everybody in the city repented.
Y todos en la ciudad se arrepintieron.
I heard a preacher say recently
yo escuché un predicador decir
that Jonah had the greatest ministry of anybody else in Scripture.
Que Jonás tenía el ministerio más grande.
Because 100% of the people he preached to repented.
Porque 100% del pueblo se arrepintió.
But if Jonah was a type of Christ,
pero si Jonás es un tipo de Cristo,
and Christ was birthing the church,
Cristo fue nacido en la iglesia,
is it possible that that's what he meant when he said, the latter shall be greater than the former?
Que lo anterior
is it possible, Brother Warren, that God wants to give us the whole city? Every municipality, every school, every family. I'm just here to tell you, I believe that God wants to do something that's going to blow our minds. Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
It was in that moment.
Era en ese momento.
That Israel's womb.
Que la vientre de Israel.
She started walking around.
Empezó a caminar.
With that look.
Con esa mirada.
If you could have seen Mama Israel.
Si puedes mirar a Mama Israel.
She was expecting.
Ella estaba esperando.
You know what you felt here Friday night?
¿Sabes lo que sintieron el viernes en la noche?
In the middle of emptying out,
en medio de estando vaciándonos,
and breaking the vessel,
y quebrando el vasija,
you felt a church that was pregnant with promise.
Sintieron una iglesia que estaba embarazada
con promesa. You felt
a promesa.
People that had expectation.
Un pueblo que tenía esperanza.
You know what I feel right now?
¿Sabes lo que siento ahorita?
I feel expectation.
Siento esperanza.
That, you know what almost happened tonight?
¿Sabes lo que está pasando ahorita?
We almost had so many people getting baptized and getting the Holy Ghost
casi tenemos tantas personas que
that it went from beginning to ending of the service.
Que fue desde el principio hasta final del
but I'm here to tell you, Brother Warren,
pero tú aquí para decirte
that that's exactly what's about to happen.
Que es exactamente lo que va a suceder.
That we're entering into a season of time
estamos en una temporada
where from the prayer to the altar call people are going to be going down in the name of Jesus because we're pregnant with promise. It was halfway through his sermon this morning and we still had people in the water praying. He was trying to preach. He couldn't even hardly get his sermon across because people kept getting baptized.
Ni pudiera hablar bien porque estaban
That's the will of God.
Esa es la voluntad de Dios.
That's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
The days of 3,000 souls being added to the church are not in the past. But they're in the future because God's ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think, according to the power that's working on the inside. He said, don't worry, Israel.
Dice, no te preocupes, Israel.
In your failure,
en tu fracaso,
in your disappointment,
en tus vergüenzas,
in your imperfection,
en tus imperfecciones,
in your barrenness,
en tu esterilez,
you are not going to be ashamed.
No vas a ser avergonzada.
Barren and unashamed.
Estéril y sin vergüenza.
Because you're connected.
Porque estás conectada.
To him.
A él.
He said, this is what's going to give you confidence.
Esto es lo que te va a dar confianza.
You cannot be in covenant with God.
No puedes estar en pacto con Dios.
And not produce.
Y no producir.
You can't be in alignment with God.
No puedes estar en alimento
and
con
not
Dios.
Have numerical harvest.
Y no tener cosecha.
Because he's the husband.
Porque él es el esposo.
Because he has a prophecy.
Porque él tiene profecía.
Because he has a plan.
Porque él tiene un plan.
Because he has a purpose.
Porque él tiene propósito.
He said, you're going to be barren and unashamed. I'm preaching to every barren mama right now. And I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost, you will not be ashamed before God is finished in your life. It's going to all make sense by and by. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. It occurred to me while I was reading this text that he's saying several things at the same time.
Que él dice varias cosas al mismo tiempo.
In 54 and 1 he says, sing, O barren.
En el 54 y 1 dice, canta, O estéril.
How do you sing when you're barren?
¿Cómo cantas cuando eres estéril?
It's what Bishop Sutton was preaching about this morning.
Es lo que dijo el obispo esta mañana.
You don't understand what God's doing.
No entiendes lo que hace Dios.
But you know who you're married to.
Pero sabes con quién estás casado.
You know that he makes all things beautiful
sabes
in his
que
time.
Hace todo hermoso en su tiempo.
He said, go ahead and sing.
Dije, canten ahorita.
Go ahead and rejoice.
Alégrense ahorita.
It's going to be all right.
Todo va a estar bien.
It's going to work out for your good.
Va a funcionar todo bien.
Praise God. You can go ahead and have a party.
¿Pueden tener la fiesta?
Can we have a meeting tonight and just go ahead and make up our minds?
¿Puedo tener una cita esta noche a tomar la decisión?
Can we just go ahead and decide that 2023 is just going to be a big party?
¿Podemos decidir que el 2023 va a ser una fiesta?
All in favor, say aye. All in favor, say aye.
Si están de acuerdo, digan aye.
He said, go ahead and sing. It's okay to sing when you're barren.
Because I'm married to the King of Kings. I'm married to the Lord of Lords. He fights my battles. He legitimizes me. He's my buckler. He's my shield.
Praise God. Thou that did not bear. Go ahead. Go ahead and break out in song. Be spontaneous with it. And don't sing somebody else's song. Sing a song God gives you. When you spend time with the one that your soul loves. Like the praise group started doing this morning. They just started taking their liberty and writing while they were singing. Some of y'all probably didn't even know it was happening. He said, break forth into singing. And cry aloud. Thou that did not travail with child. Now watch this. For more are the children of the desolate
más son los hijos de los desalosados
than the children of the married wife.
Que los niños de la mujer casada.
Who was the married wife and who was the desolate in Scripture?
¿Quién es la mujer casada y los desalojados?
Among the barren.
Entre los estériles.
Who was the man who became the nation of Israel?
¿Quién era el hombre que se convirtió en la nación de Israel?
Who had two wives?
Que tenía dos esposas.
Named Rachel and Leah.
Era Raquel y Lea.
Which one was the chosen one?
¿Cuál era la escogida?
Which one was the beautiful one?
¿Cuál fue la hermosa?
Which one was the one that everybody would have picked?
¿Cuál fue todos los que iban a escoger?
I think that represents the nation of Israel.
Yo creo que representa la nación de Israel.
But there was another.
Pero había otra.
That in the mind of God,
en la mente de Dios,
she would be connected,
ella iba a estar conectada,
but not favored.
Pero no favorada.
She would be one connected,
ella iba a estar conectada,
but not the chosen one.
Pero no era la escogida.
He said, you got to understand how this is going to unfold.
Tienes que entender cómo va a pasar esto.
He said, barren, go ahead and sing.
Dice, estás estéril, pero canta.
Thou that did not travail with child.
Porque no has tenido luto.
For more of the children of the desolate
porque más son los niños
than
de
the
los
children
salvados.
Of the married wife, saith the Lord.
Que los niños de la mujer casada.
You know what I believe he was saying?
¿Sabes lo que creo que estaba diciendo?
I think he was giving us insight
creo que nos estaba diciendo
into what was going to happen in the last days.
Lo que iba a pasar en los últimos
he
días.
Said, there's going to be one.
Va a haber una.
Who comes along later?
Que viene más después.
Who's going to produce more?
Que va a producir más.
You say, well, I don't feel blessed.
Yo no siento la bendición.
I don't feel special.
Yo no me siento especial.
He said, it's going to be all right.
Dice, todo va a estar
I
bien.
Think this is what the Apostle Paul was telling us when he said that they without us will not be made perfect. Because the church is. Sorry. The church's actualization
el cumplimiento de la iglesia
is the completion of what God was doing in the nation of Israel.
Es cuando se completa el plan de la nación de Israel.
The church is about to usher in the next dispensation.
La iglesia va a entrar el nuevo temporada.
The church is getting the people of God ready for Christ to sit on the throne
la iglesia está preparando la nueva dispensación
and to rule and reign in majesty.
Y Cristo va a reinar en majestad.
God is getting us ready for dominion.
Dios nos está preparando para el dominio.
But it's the already but not yet.
Pero es el ya casi, pero no todavía.
But as we inch closer to the end of this thing,
pero mientras nos acercamos más,
the church, like Israel,
la iglesia como Israel,
is going out with a high hand.
Se va a salir con la mano alta.
I'm just here to tell you.
Yo estoy aquí para decirte.
That the days are going to be shortened
que los días va a ser acortados
for the elect's sake
para los elegidos.
Because it's, there are going to be wars and rumors of wars and all kinds of other things.
Porque van a haber guerras y rumores de guerras.
But they that do know their God,
pero aquellos que conocen a su Dios,
they're going to be strong.
Van a ser fuertes.
They're going to do exploits.
Van a hacer trabajos.
They're going to walk in dominion.
Van a caminar en dominio.
They're going to walk in authority.
Van a caminar en autoridad.
They're going to walk in power.
Van a caminar en poder.
I'm telling you that we are approaching a day
estamos acercando en un día
where the plowman
donde el que
te is going to overtake the reaper.
Se va a llevar al que está.
You can stand.
Se pueden parar.
Gloria a Dios.
Ah.
I'm just telling you.
Yo nomás te digo.
That God is getting ready.
Que Dios está preparando.
To affect our little processes.
Para afectar nuestros procesos.
In a way that it transforms the way that we do business.
En una manera que transforma cómo hacemos los negocios.
Praise God. Your backsliders are coming home.
Tus alejados de Dios se van a regresar para atrás.
They're coming home.
Van a regresar a su casa.
They're coming home.
Van a venir para atrás.
There are going to be people walking through the doors of the church.
Van a haber personas caminando en la iglesia.
That don't look the way they're supposed to look.
Que no se miran como se tienen que mirar.
And things are all out of order in their world.
Y hay desorden en su vida.
But you know what?
Pero saben qué?
We're going to have the door wide open.
Vamos a tener la puerta bien abierta.
We're ready for it.
Estamos listos.
Hey.
Hey.
People are trying to figure out right now.
Las que personas quieren averiguar.
What's the church going to do when a bunch of gender-confused people walk through the door?
¿Qué van a hacer la iglesia cuando las personas que están confundidos con el género?
Let me tell you about the God that we serve.
Déjate digo del Dios que servimos.
People that have been dead for thousands of years.
Personas que han estado muertas por miles de años.
That their body has completely decomposed.
Que su cuerpo ya está acabado.
That their ashes have been scattered upon the wind.
Y sus cenizas han estado al viento.
When the rapture happens,
cuando viene el rapto,
God's going to assemble all the parts.
Dios va a asemblar todas las partes.
You think God's worried about gender confused people?
¿Crees que está Dios preocupado por las personas confundidas de la sexualidad?
Let God figure it out.
Deja que Dios lo averigüe.
And let's have revival.
Y vamos a tener avivamiento.
This note says that seven people were baptized today and all received the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Siete fueron bautizadas y todos recibieron el Espíritu.
Somebody ought to give God some praise.
Alguien debe alabanza al Señor.
Let's have revival.
Vamos a tener avivamiento.
Let's have a breakthrough. Come on, why don't you come around the front?
Vengan acá enfrente.
Let's come and have a party.
Vamos a tener una
come
fiesta.
On, step out of your pew. Come down to the front. Let's give God some glory.